You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Protecting your IP brand is essential to your business and brand reputation. The past few decades, the tech industry in the U.S. has offshored manufacturing to Asia, Mexico, and other countries, sacrificing intellectual property. Bright Lab, based in Silicon Valley, has developed an ecosystem that provides complete design, prototyping to manufacturing platform for companies. The end result is protection of product, IP, and jobs. Many tech professionals shuttle back and forth to Asia and Mexico to complete their product life cycle. Usher in a new era of made in Silicon Valley, including products from Tesla, Cisco, OneWheel, and Anybot. The company is making a huge impact. Joining us today is Robert Deneve. He is the president and chief executive officer of Bright Lab to talk about protecting your IP brand. Robert, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what has been the biggest challenge for companies bringing products to market to kick things off?
Well, nowadays, the biggest challenge would be the speed by which you need to develop your product and introduce it to the market. The global marketplace is so competitive that if you don't get your product out there, first and foremost, the competitors will be nipping at your heels.
You got that right. And how is Bright Lab helping businesses to protect their IP?
We're leveraging over 40 years of experience. Our core management team has OEM or product manufacturing and design experience ourselves. And because we're seasoned OEMs and product people, we can leverage that highly successful past experience to help current OEMs and product builders develop and succeed as they go forward.
And also, what is your market value proposition and why do you make it better?
So we're a company, we like to say, that is built by OEMs for OEMs, and we leverage that experience pretty heavily. And our value proposition is that we understand our customers' challenges because we've dealt with them ourselves, and we were very successful in the global marketplace. So it's this system, this operating system, if you will, that we've developed that allows our company, our customers, to develop very rapidly products. And also we customize solutions for them, mainly IP-safe manufacturing solutions.
Today we are joined by Mr. Robert Deneve, President, Chief Executive Officer of Bright Lab here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Robert, what types of companies benefit the most using your service?
Focus is with customers that build high-tech, relatively low-volume, very complex electromechanical systems. That's our core customer, our focus. The high-tech technical content makes these systems very difficult to design and build. And since we have a lot of experience in that area, we help our customers protect their IP and keep that IP close to them when they're early in the life cycle, and help them make decisions as the IP gets maybe less sensitive and all of a sudden maybe more cost-effective and automated manufacturing solutions are required.
And how will Made in the Silicon Valley change the manufacturing landscape, in your opinion?
Well, I can give you an example, Eric. There's a company that we work with called OneWheel. They make a self-balancing skateboard. And part of our value proposition to them was like, hey, while this IP is fresh and sensitive, let's keep everything close to home, close to your developing R&D engineering group, and let's work on customized solutions to make this in California. And we did, right? Leveraging our OEM experience, we came up with a adaptive way to build their product here in the middle of Silicon Valley. So they're able to put a label on their box that says designed and made in California. And I got to tell you, every customer that goes through a tour and we show them that factory cell and they see that product and they see that labeling on the box, they love it. I firmly believe that they are increasing sales in addition to brand recognition as a result.
And I'm sure they are. Now, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to add or a takeaway here for the listeners today?
I would just say that there are alternative solutions for those of you out there faced with building complex hardware products, even products without a high degree of complexity. We've developed design and manufacturing solutions for. So, you know, we're located here in Silicon Valley, and we're part of a movement, a renaissance in advanced manufacturing. And, you know, we have a solution for you. If you need us, just give us a call.
And we're certainly appreciative of your joining us on the show again. It is brightlab.com. Mr. Deneve, we certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and have yourself a prosperous 2017.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And thank you for that. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Deneve, President, Chief Executive Officer of Bright Lab, based in Silicon Valley, which has developed an ecosystem that provides complete design, prototyping, to manufacturing platforms for companies. And for more information, once again, visit brightlab.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.